it's coming. It's here again, the most brilliant fundraising day, and it happens all across the country, and we are so proud to say that Stray FM will be supporting Race for Life with Lookers Harrogate. When it comes to Ripley Castle, the Harrogate edition of the Race for Life is coming in July, and I'm so pleased to be joined by Danielle Masterson from Cancer Research UK, who is going to tell us all about this amazing event. Thank you for joining us, Danielle.
No, thank you for having me. We're really, really excited about Harrogate this year, because obviously we've moved to Ripley Castle, which is a fantastic, fantastic
beautiful
venue.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're really excited because we're bringing a Pretty Muddy. So it's the first time Pretty Muddy's been to Harrogate. It's absolutely fantastic. For people that don't know, it's a 5K obstacle course. So it's sort of giant pink inflatable obstacles, so it's very much Race for Life. There's a lot of mud. If you want to sort of picture what you're going to be looking at, it's like giant inflatable airframes. There's a massive slide with a huge mud pit right at the finish line.
Wow.
So where you go to collect your medals, there's no chance that you're going to be leaving it clean, because there's going to be people there with super soakers, and yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
And this is new to Harrogate, isn't it? Because we've had, most people will know that Race for Life, the majority of them, the one that everybody thinks about is there's a 5K race. You can run, walk, jog, dance, whatever you want to do around the course. You get around it in your own time. It's not time. It's not really, it's not a competitive race. It's just an event for everybody to come raise money, remember people that are affected by cancer. And that's the one we all know about.
Yeah.
But this Pretty Muddy is brand new to us, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's exactly the same as, you know, your 5 and your 10K. It's non-competitive. It's all just about women of different shapes and sizes sort of coming together and just having a really, really good time. And I think when you think about Pretty Muddy, it's exactly, it is that. That's, you know, there's, it goes, sets off in waves, so the sort of first wave starts at 10 o'clock, it runs through so about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, sort of 300 people each time, sort of every
Brilliant.
15 minutes, so you can imagine how many people are sort of going to be there, like spectators, volunteers, people taking part. It's, yeah, it's fantastic.
And these obstacle events are brilliant because even if you're listening to this and thinking, oh, I don't know if I could I climb over a giant inflatable A-frame, I don't know if I could do that, the great thing is that, because especially with this one, it's non-competitive, you're not worried about what your time's going to be, you're all just going to help yourselves around, get yourself into a little team, push each other over the obstacles.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if it puts anyone's mind at rest, last year, because we have had Pretty Muddy sort of across the region before,
yeah,
and last year we had she was about 90,
really,
yeah, absolutely taking part. So And it's brilliant because, I mean, part of Race for Life anyway, like I say, it is just about ladies coming together and having a really good time.
Yeah.
And even just on the standard of, you know, the 5K, you've always got somebody there cheering you along and sort of helping you across. And, I mean, my mum's done it on crutches before, and she sort of had a woman that she'd never met who walked the whole course with her just to sort of keep her company. And that's the whole sort of feeling behind it, that people, you know, if you can't get over that airframe, there will be somebody there that will sort of, you know, help you get across. So we've had people that have got fear of heights, and, you know, they get to the top and they're thinking, oh, I'm not sure if I can get down, and there's always sort of a friendly face at the other side sort of offering a handout to help you.
The best thing about it is it's just going to be a laugh.
Yeah, absolutely. We love it. It's one of our absolutely favourite, you know, favourite events.
And we are right behind it here at Stray FM, as I say, and we're working with Lookers of Harrogate, Ford and Skoda down there in Starbeck, as you head towards Starbeck, down towards Knaresborough. They are going to be supporting this as well, and I know the team there are really, really excited to be behind it. And then this is on, what's the date of the Pretty Muddy?
So Pretty Muddy is on the 9th of July, and then we've got 5K on the Sunday, on the 10th of July.
So it's going to be a big pink weekender up at Ripley Castle for that weekend.
Absolutely.
So if you do fancy just, you know, doing the 5K walk or run or jog, then that Sunday will be for you. Less mud. Well, we hope. And the Saturday is very much about having a bit more adrenaline pumping fun, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the 5K is, you know, it's Race for Life.
That's your core,
yeah,
isn't it?
And that's one of the ones where everybody sort of really reflects on sort of people that are either with us or, you know, not with us, sadly, anymore. So it's a really lovely atmosphere. And, you know, you get people coming, you get families coming. So you get your mums, your grands, your aunties, and, you know, and then you've got your dads and your uncles, your granddads, who are there sort of volunteering and helping out, because that's, you know, for us, that's just as a bigger part of the actual event day as well. We do struggle for volunteers, and, you know, anyone that can come down on the day, even if you're supporting, there's always a job for you. And, you know, it's handing out medals, or if you're coming down on the Saturday, it's with a super soaker and throwing buckets of mud over
That sounds
people.
Like a great volunteering
Absolutely.
Opportunity. I'm just going to throw mud at people for the morning. I've actually volunteered at a Race for Life previously as a marshal, and it was brilliant. It's such a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
there is an element of sadness quite often to it, because people are there remembering people they've lost or people who are still battling with cancer. But the great thing about it is, you know, you're doing something very good for that cause to help. Hopefully one day we will beat it completely.
Absolutely. That's the dream. This year we're looking for around 4,000 women to sort of come together over the weekend. We're looking to raise over £80,000 in sponsorship money, which all of it, you know, goes towards life-saving research. We're looking to over 200 different types of cancer, and that's including the ones that sort of affect people most. It's children's cancer. It's not just women's cancer. And hopefully one day, you know, we will beat it.
And you can, of course, find out more information that you need. I believe there is a link from strayfm.com, but if not, you can also go on the Race for Life website as well.
Yeah, you can go on raceforlife.org to sign up, and it's also raceforlife.org to volunteer. So we've got the Pretty Muddy, which is on the 9th of July, and then we've got the 5K, which is on the 10th of July. There are a few other events on there as well. So we've got a brand new half marathon coming to Clover Park, which is really exciting. Ladies only again, so very much Race for Life. And then we've also got Race for Life hiking and Tough 10 coming as well. So there's lots going on in the region, so it's really, really exciting. Tim.
So do the Harrogate one, get a taste for it, and then come on,
and then come and do
half
marathon.
build it up.
Yeah, absolutely,
it is doable. And of course, yes, Race for Life. Reiterate that it is a ladies only event.
Yeah, it is.
However,
ladies only.
If you're a guy and you want to be involved, go down and volunteer, because honestly, and I'm not just saying this, I can say this hand on heart because I've done it. It's such a great morning to go and volunteer.
Absolutely.
It really is a great way to spend, hopefully in July, a very sunny morning.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you know what? So far, we've been incredibly lucky with our events. We've had some really nice days.
Good.
So we've not had a rainy day yet. But if it's a pretty muddy rainy day,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Danielle, thank you so much. And thank you again to our great friends at Lookers of Harrogate, who are, of course, supporting our coverage of the Harrogate Race for Life. And I'm sure we'll be down there on the day cheering you all on. Thank you.
Thank you.